to tear up the string HP with the power of rock. All right, HP is down 2 strings on his guitar. That's a third of it lost to the power of rock, a force to be reckoned with. So while he changes that out, Muggle style, since we can't use magic during the summer, otherwise we'll get expelled. I'm gonna stall for a little bit and tell you guys a story. It's story time here at the library. And, if you're wondering why there's 2 Harry Potters up here, it's because I'm Harry Potter from my 4th year at Hogwarts, and this is Harry Potter from my 7th year at Hogwarts. And we started the band a little while ago when I was sitting in my dormitory room, you know, reading a book and studying like a good wizard should, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, appeared this person who looked really familiar to me. So I said, "Hey man, you look pretty familiar." And he said, "Yes, that is because I am you." When I saw that hourglass in his hand, I was immediately reminded of the dangers of time travel that Dumbledore had told me about my 3rd year at school. So I said, hey man, if you're traveling through time to talk to me about stuff and tell me about things that may come to pass in the future, isn't this going to cause some sort of rift in the space-time continuum that will unravel the fabric of the universe and the DeLorean won't be able to make it back to 1985? And he's like, "No!" He said, "No, that's not gonna happen, because tonight, under the might of rock music, the laws of physics cease to exist. That's right, everybody. Tonight, there is no gravity. Tonight, there is no law of momentum or conservation of matter or energy or anything. We are wizards and muggles rocking together, creating massive amounts of energy that will go forth into the far corners of the universe, destroying all entropy and bring order to a once chaotic world." So I said, hey, that sounds like a really good idea. How do you propose to accomplish it? And he said, "I want to start a band." So he took me down to the room of requirement, because we required some instruments, and pretty soon, you know, all sorts of stuff started appearing, even like stuff we didn't need, like sitars or whatever. Not really appropriate, but we used them anyway, and we scrapped those songs. But we started booking shows pretty regularly down at the room of requirement at the Hogwarts underground rock scene there. And Dumbledore got a little mad though when the punkers started showing up to school. He was pretty nice about it. He said, "You know, Harry, you should probably find a better place to have these rock shows." So he hooked me up with this place in Hogsmeade that his old band used to play at. It was pretty cool. It was at this place called The Rat in Hogsmeade, and his heavy metal band opened for us a couple times. It was pretty intense. Dumbledore and the Dragon Slayers. Just kidding, that was a horrible name. But he was still pretty good. So anyway, then we decided to come here to the library and play a show, and that pretty much brings us up to date. So we've now reached the Stick It to the Man Part 2 portion of the set. Are you ready to stick it to the man?
Totally ready. So, I know earlier we were telling you about Voldemort, but we've also come to warn you that the man can take other shapes and forms, and you gotta be prepared. We're not just here to rock, we're here to inform. So, our 5th year at school, we had this minister of magic, right? And he was ignoring all sorts of threats to the wizard community, and he was flooding the media with lies in order to further his own political agenda and keep his approval ratings high. And really, that's not the best thing for the wizard community. We're sort of, we gotta get ready, get prepared, you know? And he was not quite doing his job, not quite up to par. And, you know, we don't know much about Muggle politics, but maybe you guys can relate to this song on a certain level. It's called Cornelius Fudge and the Butthead.